Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, when I left the studio last night, I stopped and saw my good friend Dr. Fred Tinning recovering from back surgery, and we certainly wish him well. He had a nasty slip and fall out at Court 1 in February and still recovering from that. But as I was returning home, I was actually stopped for a moment, and I heard all about a SWAT team in the vicinity and what was happening with this barricaded gunman. And couldn't get a lot of information, but I actually tried to get down there, as I'm prone to do, and was turned away. And obviously, they had very tight security. I understand Mark Hollis, Michigan State Director of Athletics, had a similar game plan. Maybe we're a little more adventurous. But we now know a little bit more about this incident. And last night at 7:30, Meridian Township Police responding to an altercation on Wabaningo Road. And they saw a man inside the garage of the residence with a shotgun. He was very agitated and threatening to shoot the officers. So they set up the normal police perimeter, and the man decided he was going to head into the woods south of the residence. If you're familiar with the Hatch and Dobie area, then you know what I'm talking about. And a special response team waited and kept him contained. And finally, after several rounds were fired at officers while they were in the woods, the man walked back to his residence about 10:55 p.m. So this thing was going on. This is pretty high-stakes poker. For more than 3 hours, refused to surrender, and finally was tased. And if you've ever been tased, you know how much fun that is. You've never been tased, Scott.
No, but the one point I want to make on this, while last week or the week before we had Lansing is now one of the top 10 cities for young adults, and now Okemos has gunmen, so take that.
Hey, it's a lot better than the situation in Flint right now. And you can't say they have gunmen. They had one guy who apparently went off the deep end. He's currently in the Ingham County Jail. Charges sought through the Ingham County prosecutor. So we will keep you up to speed on this case, and we will follow this along. But there is so much good news in mid-Michigan. And we want to talk with our good friend Brendan Dwyer, award-winning writer, recognized with the Pace Awards, largely for his work in Sport Magazine, but he does a tremendous job as a manager of marketing communications for the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau. Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about some changes and the attempt to make Lansing as visitor-friendly as possible in terms of mobile communications and things that can be done with a smartphone. What can you tell us?
Well, Jack, we're really excited over here. The Greater Lansing CVB is pleased to announce the Greater Lansing mobile app. It's available free as a download for your iPhone or BlackBerry. And as you just said, mobile technology is kind of taken over. And to really hit those new kind of visitors in the way that they want to receive information, we saw an opportunity for something like this and went after it. And actually, this is the first, we're the first destination marketing organization in the state to offer this type of service.
Talking about the Greater Lansing Guide, and it has a lot of categories for visitors, including shopping, things to do, where to eat, where to stay. And it's important, I think, in a lot of ways, Brendan. The first thing I thought of was the release a week or so ago that had Lansing among the top 10 cities in the nation for young adults. And here's another example of how I think Lansing is trying to put itself a little bit ahead of the curve.
That's absolutely true. We're doing that very thing, Jack. You know, and we want people to know it's not just technology for the sake of technology. What we really wanted to do was marry the functionality of our print visitor guide and our Lansing.org website and kind of lean on the GPS technology that's available with a mobile device for literally up-to-the-minute entertainment guide capabilities. So, you know, people can share their experiences on Twitter. We've got feeds to different social media sites. We can use a GPS technology on the mobile app to someone can look down on their phone and click the What's Nearby Me button on there, mm-hmm. and it'll show not only are you near this restaurant and this establishment, but also you're near Old Town, and there's a festival this weekend in Old Town. So it's really amazing.
The Greater Lansing Guide is proof that Lansing is greater than a lot of people know, and that includes people who live in the metropolitan area. And I would think that a lot of people, not just visitors coming in for the first time, might find something of note here.
Oh, absolutely. People are going to find out new things about Lansing, things that they didn't know. Again, with that What's Nearby Me feature, people can look down at their phone and see what's going on, what's right near them. Also, too, we thought from the very beginning that this would be a great asset to residents as well as visitors. So we've also we're getting ready to launch here a pretty big advertising campaign for the mobile app. You'll be seeing ads for it in the movie theaters in the greater Lansing area. On billboards, we've done posters, and we're going to be doing Facebook ads targeted at folks that use mobile technology and look for entertainment and dining and those kind of things with their iPhone.
All right, these are free apps and available now for iPhone, iPod Touch, and BlackBerry users.
That's absolutely
and
right.
There's an Android version coming, right?
Yes, Droid will be coming in the fall, and we're looking forward to that here in the next 30 to 60 days or so, working on that. Those that are interested, however, there's really a two-tiered thing. We are announcing the mobile app, but also with the mobile app, we have a mobile site that really anyone with a smartphone can go to, and that's m.lansing.org, no W's, and you will be sent to the mobile site, and that has a lot of functionality on it as well for smartphone users, but the app is a download for iPhone and BlackBerry at this time.
Did you say m.lansing.org?
That's right.
Okay, so that is a great way for you to get a little education yourself if you live in the area. And maybe you've missed out on some of the developments, attractions, enhancements in the area. It's a great way to get up to speed on it. And if someone is interested in one of the apps for iPhone or BlackBerry, what can you tell them?
Just with your iPhone or BlackBerry, just go to m.lansing.org and follow the directions to download.
Okay.
It will lead you the way you need to go based on the type of mobile device you have.
I would be remiss if I did not mention that Brendan is a regular contributor to Sport Magazine. He does some unbelievable things in terms of what it means to this area for a lot of the attractions, and we're really wearing him out this month, the issue that is at the printer. I think we've got them in a couple different sections of the magazine. So congratulations on your award, Brendan, and congratulations on behalf of all the young people in Lansing and the elderly people as well who are using mobile technology, and you're making it a little bit easier for them.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jack, for your kind words. I absolutely love the role with sport and doing the pieces. Promoting the Greater Lansing Sports Authority is a lot of fun, and I honestly believe that all those that have a smartphone and can take advantage of the mobile app are going to enjoy all kinds of things in the Lansing area, be that sports, dining, nightlife, you name it. So it's right all there, right in the palm of your hand.
All right. Terrific. Thanks, Brendan. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Terry Denbo, Michigan State University Vice President for University Relations. And he's been here a long time. He's seen a lot of presidents now. You start with Cecil Mackey, and that list gets pretty long. But we're going to talk with him about his career and changing role now. He's going to be teaching a class, and there are going to be some changes in this capacity at the university, but we'll also talk about some of the presidents he served and some of the changes in communications he has seen as well at Michigan State. We'll be right back with that and more after this check of weather and sports.